I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So it feels like sort of a romantic day. So
yay.
Let's talk about romance gone wrong. Anybody want to admit anything they've done?
That's some... Yeah. What's happened? Lighting yourself
on
fire.
My whole life.
More specifically, you tried for something romantic and it didn't.
Just blew up in your face.
Has anybody ever done the rose petal thing for you?
Awful.
Yes, on the ground, like a trail leading to...
But not on the bed.
Not on the bed.
Okay.
Because that's messy and stains.
Thank you,
it's
right?
One of the...
Oh, sweaty.
Why is it in every romantic movie
I don't know.
It just doesn't...
Let's kill flowers.
Or hotel rooms when they set up the honeymoon
suite. They do.
Suite.
They sprinkle
and
they fold your little towel into a swan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Have you ever had that? I've tried to fold a towel into a swan for my whole life, and I've never been able to pull off. Well, this romance that went wrong, this woman in Massachusetts went on a date. When she picked him up, which is already sort of a problem, he was already drinking wine straight from the bottle in the car.
Classy dude.
He asked that they stop by a bank on their way, and she did. Just, I don't know, maybe assuming he was hitting the ATM or whatever. He came running out and said, like, "For it, we gotta go!"
Oh my god!
So then police swarm her car, and she's the getaway driver.
She would.
She almost if she wasn't able to prove on the dating app and stuff that
know him.
She's baby driver.
She's 100% baby driver. She had her headphones on. I was like, "Ah!" Man, the first scene of that movie is one of the greatest.
You're right. The first 15 minutes.
If you haven't watched Baby Driver.
I haven't.
Watch the first 15 minutes and you're going to be fine.
All right, cool.
So that is an example of romance.
They didn't hook up then?
I'm going to say.
Are they still together?
He's going to prison for armed robbery. That's
dang.
What I meant.
He used her.
Okay.
Worst date ever.
Let's go back a couple steps. Step one, we're going on a date. He says, "Will you come pick me up?"
Absolutely
boom,
not.
Done.
Yeah.
Over.
To meet him there.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Second, meet you there.
When he crawls into your car, he's got a bottle of wine that he's drinking directly out of.
There's the baby that.
Pass that over here.
Right. That boons. And then you stop. You stop by the bank.
You should know. Okay.
You leave red flags everywhere.
Leave him by the wayside. Have you guys ever, we talked about this recently, I don't remember what we were talking about. Have you ever, made a fancy meal with peppers and then
you touched something?
I know you touched your eye, right?
Yeah, I've never, I had relations after that, thank goodness.
I've touched the lady parts with
capsaicin,
jalapeno fingers.
Oof. Wait, that's a ghost pepper.
Yikes.
Well, no, capsaicin's what's in every pepper, it's just higher levels, the Scoville. Let's get down in the weeds on pepper.
Right, let's
it's
do
pepper
that.
Talk with Slacker Steve and Amber.
Wait, then you touched her?
Yes.
Oh, then you burned her out, you're fine.
I was completely fine. Your fingertips can't feel it. But here's the deal. It's like slow. Like, there's a moment where it's like, wow, this feels kind of tingly. And actually it's warm.
Oh, does it get...
Actually, it's not warm. Yeah. It's hot. Actually, I'm in trouble. And then there's just...
I'm dying. And what do we do now?
Dang. Yeah.
Because as you know, if you put... water in your mouth.
No.
So you can't get liquid
spread
on
it. Around.
It spreads it.
That's not good.
So you roll it in sugar, basically. You got to get some sort of powder on it. That's what we did from what I remember.
Granulated or powder?
Just powdered sugar. Just something like, stop.
Yeah, it seems like, okay, that's a party.
Rolling your powdered, okay.
Can we talk about something other than capsaicin on the hoo-ha? So here's what we're going to do. If you've been a part of a romance gone awry, it could be during relations or just they bought you a terrible gift. We want your worst romantic story ever. There's a couple other stories that were here that kind of made me cringe. Somebody tried to make their lover like a beautiful dinner. They made ahi tuna steaks.
Oh, wow.
They had wine.
Wow.
She
they
put
went all
on
out.
The lingerie.
Wow.
She did the whole thing. And then he began to sweat, turn red. Broke out in hives.
Uh-oh, what was it?
Uh-oh.
The lingerie?
Turns out, you would think, it's like, oh my God, it's going to be so hot. He's allergic to sesame.
He didn't know it. Everything he just prepared, he was allergic to.
She prepared it for him.
Oh.
And she didn't know he had a sesame.
So he died. She could have killed him.
He could have. And I mean, I wouldn't bring my EpiPen on a date, probably.
You wouldn't?
Well, I mean, he didn't. They had to rush to the ER.
Oh, no.
His EpiPen, you're going to stab yourself in the thigh, don't you?
You do. Have you ever seen anybody do it?
No.
It's intense.
Really?
Because they are, especially if they have a heavy allergy, they can't breathe. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful to watch.
What?
And I had somebody ask me to do it, and I'm like, just show me where. And I like took their hand and did like.
Wait,
you did it for them?
Like Pulp Fiction style, right?
Yes, yes. No, it's not. They're not laying
down.
Go breathe. Turn a red dot on their. No, it's just like, I can't do this, but I will. I don't have this. And I've just held their hand and like.
And guided their hand because technically
yes, and then
you
hit the plunger.
They still did it to themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, it's like doing CPR. You don't want to be the one who breaks their sternum, but you also don't want them to die.
Right.
So it's like kind of.
You're like a hero.
I was. I just.
That's cool.
I use their. It's nice.
Oh, they were a hero on themselves.
Blacker the hero.
I am just. I did. Back to Roland's Gone Awry.
Oh yeah.
If you've got a story, we'd love to hear it. Looks like we've got Candy. Candy.
Yay.
You are also disguised. What's your Romance Gone Awry story?
Yeah, so basically I was a little younger, and I was kissing with my boyfriend on the couch, and it was a little awkward because, you know, I was pretty young, but he just stopped randomly, just completely out of nowhere, and he asked if we could pray together, aww. And I was not a Christian.
Huh. Just right in the middle of getting it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was
hot.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
We're not having relations.
Oh, my God. And was that the end of your relationship with him then?
Oh, no. We stopped.
It's kind of a turn on, wasn't
it? Yeah, we tried a lot more after that night. You know what I mean? Jake.
Hey.
Romance Gone Awry. What happened to you?
Yo, so. Last Valentine's Day, I'm out. We're doing things. We're getting hot and heavy in the sack. She pulls out some toys. Next thing you know, I'm like, what's on this toy? And I see, like, other people's names, like they're signing their toys or something. I don't know. I thought it was whack, but.
Wait, what?
They were signed? There were other people's names on the toys.
Like a dildo with autographs on it, pretty much.
Guys' names or girls?
I didn't look too much into it, man. There were a couple, though.
Oof.
All right. That's definitely will kill the mood quickly. Thank you. Candy.
Yay.
You are disguised. Romance Gone Awry.
Yeah. So my husband and I have been together for a while, so I wanted to kind of spice things up. So when he came home from work, I had put all these candles out that I had lit, and things got a little bossy, if you will. We started to move to the bedroom. Things were getting a little heated.
Yeah.
And then we started to hear the smoke alarm. And my dog had knocked over one of the candles and had set off the smoke alarm. So I was, needless to say, not wearing the same clothes as the beginning of the journey. And ran outside, and then my husband luckily found the candle that had been knocked over. But it was
you ran outside the house, like
heck yeah,
in your Fredericks or whatever you were rocking at the time.
Fredericks of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yes, I was scared. You don't mess around with that.
Wow,
I know. When is everybody going to? We've learned on this show that
candles let it go.
Yeah.
Get the LED ones. Nothing will light on fire.
Yeah,
and they don't smell good, but it's like there's like fake little flicker. I mean, the flicker's gotten a lot better. I'm not going to lie; it's not as bad as it used to be.
That way, you don't give your neighborhood a show.
There it is. All right, thank you for the call, Candy. Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Yay.
Romance Gone Awry.
So last year, Valentine's Day, I got wings for lunch, you know, cleaned my hands up good. I'm a very hygienic guy. Thought it was good. Made dinner for the lady, you know, and after dinner, you're starting to do the wandering fingers thing. And just say the burning sensations were not a good way to start or end the night.
Oh, boy, no. You gave her
buffalo badge. Sorry, I didn't know what else to say.
The buffalo.
Okay.
Your hands be clean, but the spice will still get them. So yeah.
Oh,
am I allowed to say that? I don't even know.
I'm not too sure.
Hua, buffalo, hua.
I don't know. Buffalo, the word that.
Yeah,
I don't know,
you're right.
Bison, maybe.
Bison.
They don't go together.
Bison, hua. Okay, yeah. That's awful, Chris. Thank you for your
buffalo. Yeah.
Lawyers are scrambling right now. They're going, did he say what I think? Emily?
Yay!
What's your romance gone awry?
So I had broken up with my girlfriend. We've been together for like 5 years.
Nice.
And we broke up. And then like 2 months later, I go on this huge camping trip with a bunch of friends. And unbeknownst to me, my ex is there.
Oh.
And she's trying to win me over, but I am there romancing another girl.
Nice. Heck yeah,
awkward
drama.
Before awkward was a thing.
How did all this play out?
Steve.
What?
I'm going to end this conversation before you try to get her to say something creepy.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.